Hey everybody, we are back with episode 2 of Gay Gamer Idol. I know you all have been waiting every single day for the past week, hoping to see what we'll do next, and today the competition really heats up.
Yes.
Last week we introduced the 12 finalists to you, and now they are each submitting a performance, and our theme this week is songs from video games, which I'm sure a lot of you as Gay Gamer members would really appreciate and enjoy. So, how you doing today, Justin?
I'm doing just fine. I'm quite excited for this, actually. Some of the entries that have been submitted are pretty interesting. Whether they're good or bad, we'll see. I guess we should just jump to it. The first submission today was from Johnny Advent, Part of Your World from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Hey, this is Johnny Advent singing Part of Your World from Kingdom Hearts 2. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them dancing. Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they play all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world.
So, what do you think of this performance, Jason?
Well, okay, I'll just come out and say I thought it was very good. It was a very, very solid performance. It was a very nice way to start off our show.
Actually, I think he started off the show last time also.
Well, it was good. It was really good. Kind of weird song choice out of all the video game songs he could do. You know, Kingdom Hearts obviously is a very Disney-themed game, and, you know, I don't know. I just think it's kind of odd going for the Little Mermaid song. All things aside, you know, I really liked the performance. I thought he sounded good. There was a couple little technical audio issues going on, but overall, good. I was impressed.
I liked it. I think the audio started becoming a bit more overbearing, because at first he belted out, he was doing well, but then he started slowly dying just a bit and letting the background music overtake his performance.
It was kind of anticlimactic. You kind of felt like as he was going along there was a build, which is the natural progression of the song, but then as he kind of got to the end, it just wasn't there. It kind of fell a little flat, but overall, it was a good vocal performance.
Yeah, that's just nitpicking. Anyway, the next performance is from Chris XA, 1,000 words from Final Fantasy X2.
Kimi no kotoba wa yume no sashisaku na so zenbu oi kakushite Kimi no senkai ni okuru yo tsubasa kagete ienakatta sono kotoba wa
That was terrible. You know, I think we were a little bit more lenient on the audition round because the whole point of last week's show was to be celebratory, saying, look, these are the 12 we picked. We were trying to express the reasons that we picked them for our show. But we really don't have time to pull punches anymore, and that was just, it was pretty bad. It was technically bad. It was just, the music was just distorted. His vocal performance was completely monotone. You know, I know it's pretty cool and chic to sing in Japanese, but, you know, kind of added to those things, it just was like, man, a minute and a half of me sitting here thinking, God, when is this going to be over? Did no favors for himself. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it how it is. There's an awful lot of people who audition for the show who are actually excited to do this, and if you're going to be a part of the show, you need to step it up and, you know, do your best. It kind of makes me wonder, when he recorded this, did he not go back and listen to it?
Well, oh, come on, that's really harsh. I mean, the fact that the background music was overbearing towards his voice, maybe if he had lowered that down, we'd be able to actually hear what he sang, and maybe we could have thought better of what he did. I mean, technical issues aside, I don't know if that performance would have been good or not.
We'll see how it goes. It didn't work out at all for me. So moving on to our third performance, we have Save Ashley.
Third again.
Never popular. Still alive.
Still alive.
This was a triumph.
Well, I don't know if it's the digitalization that he did to his voice or something, but his singing is awfully nasally. If that's how your voice is, it means no offense, but I mean, it is quite kind of nasally. And I laughed at the fact that you used the MIDI version of the song's background music, but what do you think?
You know, this performance is kind of unique because the first time I heard it, I really hated it. I started laughing as I was listening to it. I was like, is this kind of a joke or what? And, you know, truth be told, you know, I'm not very next-gen. You know, I have a Wii and a computer that can emulate, like, I don't know, Nintendo 64. So I haven't gotten the full Portal experience, so I had to go back and listen to the actual song.
Blasphemer.
Right. And so as I was listening to the actual song and then went back and listened to this, I actually liked it a lot more because I realized that it's got a very simple melody. You know, I kind of would have liked to have seen him do something that would have stretched his vocal prowess a little bit, but, you know, going back and listening to it the second time after hearing the real song as a reference, it was kind of fun. It wasn't bad. He sang it good.
The thing is, the original song is a lot more subtle, a lot more mellow, and the way he performed it was a lot more upbeat and faster and with a bit more variation to the tone, and I guess that made his performance his own. I liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. You know, I don't think it's the best thing that I've heard, especially out of this group of songs this week. How about we just move on from here?
And the next performance is Alive.
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 Alive. Alive. Still Alive.
No.
He is going to be performing Theory of a Dead Man, Santa Monica, from the game Indigo Prophecy.
Yes.
It hurts.
hurts to breathe. Well, every time that you're not next to me, her mind's made up, the girl is gone. And now I'm forced to see, well, I think I'm on my way. Oh, it hurts to live today. And oh, she says, don't you wish you were dead like me? And I remember the day when you left for Santa Monica. You left me to remain with all your excuses for everything. And I remember the time when you left for Santa Monica. I remember the day you told me it's over. I wanted more than this. I needed more than this. I deserve more than this. But it just won't stop. It just won't go away. I needed more than this. I wanted more than this. I asked for more than this, but it just won't stop. It just won't go away.
I have to say, I really, really enjoyed this performance. It was a lot better than his audition, where he did Coldplay's Viva La Vida. And this is exactly the kind of thing I hope for in this competition, where one of the competitors submits a song that really exceeds our expectations. You know, I thought he was pretty good, obviously good enough last week when we picked him to be on the show, but this really exceeds my expectations in a big way. It was just a very good, solid performance all the way through. I think it really helped showcase his vocals a lot better than the other song he picked. Great job.
I liked how the background music did not overpower his voice. His voice was at just the right volume. The background was at just the right volume. And his performance was great. I really liked it. It could really pass off as a studio recording. What I also noticed was that there was a strange resonance to his voice when he sang. I don't know if it was either his mic, his recording program, or if he actually digitized his voice artificially, but I don't know, it made him sound more powerful than maybe he really is.
Whatever he did, it really worked to his advantage, because I was quite impressed.
Anyway, the next performance is Ragnarok Finis, Melodies of Life from Final Fantasy IX.
Alone for a while, I've been searching through the dark for traces of the love you left inside my lonely heart. To weave by picking up the pieces that remain, melodies of life, love's lost refrain. Our paths they did cross, now I cannot say just why. We met, we laughed, we held on fast, and then we said goodbye. And we'll hear the echoes of stories never told. Let them ring out loud till they unfold. A voice from the past, joining yours and mine, adding up the layers of harmony. And so it goes on and on. Melodies of life to the sky beyond the flying birds, forever and beyond.
And so, Jason, what do you think of that performance?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I must have dozed off for a second.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, that's just kind of how it is. It's a very, very, very boring performance. And this is kind of what I was talking about last week with the song he picked for his audition. It'd probably be better if it was a more strong vocal performance, but it just wasn't. This kind of song needs an interesting vocal to make it come alive, and this was not that. And it didn't help at all the big technical issues he was having with the big popping noises. You know, we picked these 12 performers as the cream of the crop out of all the auditions we got, and sometimes when I hear a performance like this, I think that the contestant just doesn't care. Like, that they just rushed to get it done, they didn't bother to do any extra takes, they didn't bother to go back and even listen to what the final product sounded like, and now it's out there, and now the listeners could tell how little dedication you have to what you're doing, because it just sounds sloppy and boring, and just, I'm sorry, you could have tried a lot harder.
Well, it's not necessarily that he didn't try very hard, it's just that the songs he chooses are slow, are boring, or about the same. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the problem is. It kind of sounds like he just rolled over out of bed and started singing. So, I don't know what to say. How about we just move on to our next performance?
Oh, anyway, let's move on to Clubby. He's going to be performing Crazy by Patsy Cline, which came from the game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Hey everyone, this is Clubby. I'll be singing Crazy by Patsy Cline, also done by Willie Nelson in the game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Enjoy.
Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling. I'm so blue. I know you love me as long as you wanted. Then someday leave me for somebody. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do?
Last week when he did the song from Rent, it was pretty believable. It sounded good. It stood alone as his own performance. It wasn't a total copycat thing, but there was a kind of itching in the back of my mind that it was borderline karaoke, and he just jumped right over that ledge this week. He sounded like that guy. You're out at a bar on karaoke night and throwing back some beers, and he's obviously thrown back a few more, and he's up on stage thinking that he sounds a little better than he's actually sounding. There's part of it that the vocals sound good to me, but at the same time, it just has that cheap karaoke feel to it. I couldn't connect with it at all. Didn't really like it. Moving on.
This is Bubble Bobble Boy with Que Sera Sera from Katamari Damacy.
I know you love me. I wanna wad you up into my life. Let's roll up to be a single star in the sky. I hear you calling me. I wanna wad you up into my life. Let's slump up to make a single star in the sky.
Well, I liked how he harmonized with himself. I think June did that last time, and I like how it ends up all the time. But in this performance, I think his voice sounded a lot less full than I'd like for it to be. The original performance was full, was low, deep, powerful, but this one was a bit high.
I don't think it was a great choice for his voice. Plus, another big issue with this performance is we give everybody a minute and a half. You know, we don't want to make people coming on here and have, like, 8-minute performances. It'll probably bore the listeners, and plus we want to give everybody the same advantage of having
the same amount of time.
Consistency, right. And so that does present a unique challenge where you have to get to the meat and potatoes of the song in a minute and a half, and I kind of felt like 3/4 of the song was the introduction. And, you know, hearing him go ba-da-ba-da over and over again, you know, it just didn't really catch my attention, and I don't know that it's going to for the listeners either, but... You know, it wasn't bad. I don't think it was great for his voice. Kind of mediocre. Our next performance comes from Confuzzled Mog. He's performing Wind's Nocturne from Lunar the Silver Star.
Wishing on a dream that seems far off, hoping it will come today into the starlit night. Foolish dreamers turn their gaze, waiting on a shooting star. But what if that star is not to come? Will their dreams fade to nothing? When the horizon darkens most, we all need to believe there is hope. He is an angel watching closely over me. Can there be a guiding light I've yet to see? I know my heart should guide me, but there's a hole within my soul. What will fill this emptiness inside of me? Am I to be sad? But without knowing, I wish then for the chance to see now all I need.
Desperate
is my star to come.
Hey Jason, have you ever heard Peter Griffin sing? Or any of the South Park people sing?
Oh yeah, definitely.
This song reminds me of that completely. That's the first thing I saw. Thought, is Peter Griffin singing this? Is he?
Actually, I think even closer. Have you ever heard Kyle from South Park?
Yes, South Park.
The
yes.
Jewish Christmas song.
Oh yes, exactly.
That is exactly the sensation I got from this. Man.
Confuzzled Mog, you brought a smile to our faces. You brought tears to our eyes.
And quite frankly, not in a good way. The gloves are off, guys. You know, we kind of gave you a little constructive criticism last week. We were trying to keep everything upbeat to present to the fans that we picked you 12 because we thought you had the most talent out of all the auditions. Not with turning in performances like that, man. You got to try a little harder. You just do. He kind of sounded like a joke. That's all I can say about it. It was kind of bad.
He was singing from his nose. He sounded awfully nasally, and did he sound like this last week? I don't think he did.
He did the Elliot Yameen song last week. And
right.
It was pretty good. He didn't really go outside his vocal range. Maybe this is it. I don't know. You're really, really going to have to step it up next week. You're going to have to pick it up and try a little harder, because, man, if I would have recorded that and played it back, I would have just been mortified. I would not have submitted that.
That was amazing. Anyway, let's move on to Royal Chaos 2, Love TKO from Indigo Prophecy yet again.
As originally performed by Teddy Pendergrass.
Looking back over my years, I guess I've shedded some tears. Told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. I think I'd better let it go. Yeah. It looks like another love to carry on. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I'd better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
It looks like another love to carry on. Mm-hmm. Try to take control of the love. Love took control of me. Cause you lose all false sense of time and have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time love. Trying to hold on, faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think that I yeah, looks like another life. Oh, think I better
let it go, baby.
Looks like another love to go.
I have to say I really, really like this performance. Just like last time when he auditioned with the Justin Timberlake song, Royal Chaos has an awful lot of soul to his voice, and for the second week in a row, I'm impressed with his work. I'd say technically it's not quite as good as last time. There was kind of a echoey, staticky thing going on with the song, but other than that, you know, I was impressed. Good job.
I have to agree, but I liked his Justin Timberlake performance a lot better. It showed off him singing low, it showed off singing high, but this time it was all high, all fluctuating the whole time. And yes, in the very beginning it was good, but I think he started to lose his breath as the performance went on, and he wasn't hitting the notes quite as much as before, but he definitely has a good voice. Anyway, let's move on to Sketch Raven, sing Ah My Goddess from Two Worlds.
This is Sketch Raven, and I will be singing Oh My Goddess. It is the theme to Two Worlds. Suddenly, the world belongs to strangers. Suddenly, the heavens split in two. Behind the clothes, behind the eyes, it's hidden in the secrets and the lies. Suddenly, the light is in the darkness. Suddenly, the fire burns so cold. Under the rock and under the stone, what's hidden in the silence of the lamb? Till then I play the game. Searching for the true religion, I trust the faith inside my heart. Until the truth reveals the secret, till then I play the game.
You know, I thought it was a pretty good vocal performance. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. It was a little bit better than mediocre. I don't think he did himself any favors by using the vibrato on, like, every other word.
No favors. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you right there. I found the vibrato to be really, really annoying in this performance. He was singing okay, he was singing pretty okay in the beginning, but then he started to hear that vibrato over and over and over, and I just got annoyed. I really did. It was so blaring. He just did it too much. Anyway, go on.
That's pretty much all I got to say about this song. You know, it's not the best performance in the world, it wasn't totally terrible, it's just really pretty forgettable, so... Okay, and on to our final performance, we have June performing Hymn of the Faith from Final Fantasy X.
Your joy, your God.
Once again, I really enjoyed June's performance. This shows that you can do a slow song, such as the one that Ragnarok Fenice did, if you got a really great vocal to boost the song. I mean, obviously this is a very slow, very chanty, very kind of, I don't want to say dark, but very somber song. And it doesn't even have that many lyrics to it at all, but June was able to really just use it as an opportunity to showcase his vocals. I thought it was very nice. I don't think it sounded quite as clean in the recording as his audition was. It was actually kind of staticky, but on just a sheer vocal performance, I'd probably say it was definitely in the top two best performances of the entire show.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. It sounded pretty nice. The only problem I had with it was that it was another so song. It was a good performance, but hopefully he can bring us a faster song. Let's see how he deals with those types of songs. Let's just hope that he brings in a bit more energy next performance.
Okay, that was the 11th and final performance of tonight's episode. You might be thinking, where is the 12th performance? Well, Drew299, our 12th finalist, did not submit his performance on time, so we had to disqualify him from the show. And that is just a warning to the other 11 contestants that if you, in the weeks to come, do not submit your performance on time, we're going to have to disqualify you too. But you 11 contestants this week get to breathe a sigh of relief because there will be no voting this week. You're all safe to go through to the next round because of this disqualification. And as an added twist, we will be contacting one of the rejected auditioners to participate in the show next week. Of course, that will bring our number back up to 12, so we will have two eliminations next week from the voting. The two contestants that receive the lowest votes in next week's episode will be going home. And our theme for next week's episode will be Songs from the New Millennium. That's right, any song that was released from January 1st, 2000 till the present day, so the contestants have an awful lot of songs to choose from. And all submissions for next week's episode must be received by Wednesday, July 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you will be disqualified from the show. Well, that's about it for this week's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. We'll be back next Friday on July 4th with Episode 3. Until then, I'm Jason, also known as Morrissey2K7.
And I'm Justin, also known as Kenshi.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye. Until the next episode.